1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 24. We'll be in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 24. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise the words of the prophets, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every evil, every form of evil. May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do this. And the word of God for the people of God. Praise be to God, indeed. So, it seems like every week there's this, it brings its own challenges, and it's probably more accurate for us to think about it as life itself comes with challenges. Those challenges are different for each one of us. Some of us may deal with limitations related to body and or mind, while others do not. But to some degree or another, I think we all seem to suffer from the same form of spiritual limitation, right? This form of limitation that impacts the way we have our spiritual formation laid out before us, or how we progress along that path of spiritual formation. And it all relates to our human condition. We are limited in our ability as humans to do anything to remedy our situation, right? Our situation of not being able to save ourselves, right? We have to rely on God for that. And it's part of who we are as humans, right? We come to this end of time. We look forward to this. We've had several weeks of Jesus as the end of time, when he's going to be on his throne of glory and separating the sheep from the lambs, right? Separating each one of us one from another as he would separate sheep and goats, excuse me, not lambs. And there's nothing in our own efforts that's going to move us from being a goat to being a sheep, right? And that's part of who we are. And it's this limitation of who we are that's kind of stunts our spiritual formation as well. Because there are many times that we think that we might be solely responsible or wholly responsible, as and everything is up to us, right? Like, one of the things I say at our house, and I say it jokingly, but it does tend to strike a chord with those who live with me. I say, well, I guess I got to do everything around here. And sometimes we feel like that, really, though, right? We feel like here at church or in our communities that, well, I guess I got to do everything around here. But that's not entirely true, right? As Christians, we should be thinking about, I guess God has to do everything around here, and I have to be a part of that. That's really the mix that it should be, right? That's thinking about it as a balance we always talk about work-life balance and things of that nature. Well, this is kind of this balance between spirit and self, that we need to be an active part of our own spiritual formation and the formation of others, but we don't need to be the only part. We have to leave room for the spirit to do what the spirit does. And I think that's where Paul is reminding these folks, right? When he says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Those are the things that we can always try to do, right? Aspire to be. Wesley calls that Christian perfection, those three imperatives, right? Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. That John Wesley calls that the Christian perfection, or refers to it in that way. But it's 19 where Paul writes to those Thessalonians, where he says, do not quench the spirit. The NIV calls it, or reads this way, the translation from the NIV reads, do not put out the spirit's fire. That might be hard for us to believe, but it is, or even understand how we could, but But there is ways, in it, even in our own humanness, that we can quench that fire or put out the fire of the Spirit. And there's a couple of ways that that we could do that, right? We can not acknowledge the power and freedom that the Spirit has to move and work not only within us, but through us. That would definitely put out the Spirit's fire. And then there's other things that we do, right, that in our own humanness that we tend to take away that Spirit's ability to work in others. So there's the things that we can do that prevent that Spirit being, you know, on fire or quenching it. And if we push the Spirit out of the way, right, if we put too much of ourselves in the mix, then it comes out of balance. And I was thinking about this balance of mixtures and things that that nature. You know, earlier, was it, I guess it was last Sunday after we left here, we went home. I made a cake with Mia. You remember making the cake?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was a pineapple upside down cake. Y'all ever make those anymore? Does anybody make those anymore? Anyway. We used to get them in school all the time, and now I don't think they do anything kind of homemade like that at all in school, but that was like the one thing, it had fruit in it, so they thought it was healthy, but it's still cake, right? So kids just eat the cake, right? We're all excited about the cake. But I remember last Sunday, we were going through this process and, you know, preparing the pan, and you have to put the pineapples down with the brown sugar and the butter and the cherries and all that, and you put that down, and then you got to mix the batter up, and then you pour that over, and then you bake it. And we did it, and everything came out. And Mia's probably mine. She probably thought it was the best cake ever because she ate most of it, just because there were only like 5 pieces or 6 pieces or something. So, you know, Kim and I had one, and then Kim, I think Mia ate the rest, and maybe me and Kim had, or Kim and I got to split another piece. But the whole point of this is when the cake was made and prepared and we ate it, it didn't quite taste the same as when, like, even my mother used to make this cake. And I was thinking about that. There's this thought of I can follow a recipe. I can do all the things that I need to do to ensure that I get pineapple upside down cake. But for some reason, there's some key ingredient that's missing, because when I taste that cake, it doesn't quite taste like mom. Or it doesn't bring back those memories of childhood of this pineapple upside down cake that I used to really enjoy. It was just something slightly off, not exactly right. And I think when we have that kind of an experience, then it's the same thing, even in ministry, when we have this kind of experience where, you know, one year we have a program or we do something and it seems to impact not only those that we're serving, but ourselves in a great way. And then the next year we're like, oh, it's just going to go back and do the same thing and no problems. And we'll have the same experience and we'll be the same blessing to the county or the city or the community that we were last year. Yet everything may come off the same, but it just doesn't feel exactly right. Or it doesn't seem to give us that same exact feeling we had the first time. And I think a lot of that comes into where we have that balance of spirit, right, and spiritual formation. From year to year, from day to day, week to week, month to month, all the different measurements you want to come up with, we each are on our path to, as Wesley calls it, you know, being perfected in Christ. And as we move along that path, that spiritual formation has to happen. We have to make room for others who are coming along that want to be a part of those ministries to have an opportunity to serve, right? We also have to take the opportunities for ourselves to move and serve people in a way that may be new to us. What do I mean by that? Well, this year we've had quite the experience. We've gone to online worship service for many of us. Many of you who are joining online have not been inside the church here at First Camp or at Becker since March. And let me tell you something, you're missed very much so. We miss you dearly. We love seeing your face. But here's the thing. It's also not wise for us to continue to put each other in harm's way either, right? So we have to do that. But this opportunity, this change of how we minister and provide ministry to others through this technology of a camera in my face on my phone that allows me to now speak to you in your home safely, That's a part of the changes that we need to make. They're not perfected here by any means. We're still getting used to how we interact with one another. But it is a thing that we need to remember, that as things change in our world around us, we also need to adapt. We also need to find things that remind us and challenge us in a way that we can look to see what is good and hold fast to that, right? As Paul puts in, was it verse 19? No, 21. But test everything, hold fast to what is good. This year of online worship, this year of drive-by food deliveries and drive-by ministries, of the things that we've had to adjust to and adapt to, it is all a learning process for us, but it is also enabling us to do exactly that, right? 21, hold fast to what is good, what comes from God. We should not just take the word of anybody that comes along that, what they say is, I'm a Christian, so therefore how they act must be right. Right? We have to test those people. We have to test ourselves. Am I aligned with what the Spirit is calling me to do? Am I putting forth my best effort as God has called me to do? And what does that mean? Does that mean I do everything at the church? No. Does it mean I do some things at the church? Yes, of course. Does it mean I'm a good delegator? If you are, then that is what you do, right? You don't do everything yourself. If you know how to delegate, you get people to help you out, and you get people to engaging in their pathways to ministry that allows them to continue to grow their gifts, right? Their spiritual gifts. That formation needs to happen. And how do we get there, right? The ways that we do it are as simple as how we include one another in our day-to-day lives, right? Those who we care about the most, mine happen to be right here on the front row. It's a blessing to have them in my life, but how do I incorporate and include them in the things that I do every day? Well, as Kim will tell you, this past weekend, I wasn't doing a good job in some respects, and she said, hey, this has got to end, whatever's going on in your head. You need to stop that and let's start, you know, being a family. And she was absolutely right. She always is, seems to be. But it reminded me that I wasn't doing a good job being inclusive, right? I was taking my stance and doing the things that I normally do, which are a defense mechanism. So it was making things just slightly off, something not exactly right for those who are experiencing life with me in our home. And the key was for me in that moment, and for us, is as I was not leaving room for the Spirit to do what the Spirit does. I was not giving the Spirit its just room to move within me and through me, that I might be like John, possibly testifying to the light. I wasn't a good reflection of Christ. And it's great to have people in my life that can hold me accountable to that, as each one of us should be holding each other accountable to the same. It does not mean that we're pointing the finger that, you're not good enough. We're just pointing the finger to say, hey, we can all be better. Let me help you with that. If you're the person who's needing the help, then you should be like, please, help me with this. I'm obviously drowning, or I'm obviously not meeting expectation. And that's where we can help one another along that formation path. We need to make room for the Spirit to go within us and through us, that Spirit that dwells in us, to be that key ingredient that we're missing, right, from my pineapple upside down cake. There's a song I'm reminded of. My son just came in a little bit ago, and he used to sing a song in high school, Chili Con Carne, was it?
Yeah.
Chili Con Carne. And the bridge, I think it was something like, don't forget those Mexican spices. And that's the one thing that like stuck in my head from that song from his sophomore year to like today, is not to forget the spices. The spices that are important to a good chili con carne are also the spices or the spirit that is good to a good life in Christ, right? We have to remember that key ingredient. We can't take one of too much of us or too much spirit even. We have to have a good mix. It requires us working in conjunction with the Holy Spirit in our lives, that we may then allow it to move through us and into others, that they may experience what we've experienced. This week we are the third week of Advent, and we're reminded that as we lit the candles, that it's joy that we remember. And Paul writes to the Thessalonians, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks to all circumstances, in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." When we allow the Spirit of God that dwells within us to really move through us and move within us, then we have this understanding that it is the Spirit that enables us to fully experience this joy that we are testifying to today. This joy of the Advent season, this joy that should be with us throughout all seasons. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.